This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, this is Frank and
Isley
with
our dad and daughter.
Conversations between
dad and daughter.
Isley and myself. Conversations that can go anywhere. We have an idea of the kinds of things you'd like to talk about today, Isley.
Today we're going to talk about social media ban.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Movie and dinner, Saturday, garden, Christmas lights, and Youth funders.
And yes, that social media ban, of course, is something that's quite relevant at the moment, isn't it, in Australia? And there's a couple of things happening in New Zealand as well, I understand, with Roblox, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the gardening. Did you mention the gardening?
Yes.
Oh, the garden. And a bit of a mistake I made. Well, not a mistake, I mean, something I did in too much of a hurry, and the weeds are already climbing through it. And did you mention the birds?
And bird tape.
The bird tape. Yes, this is an experiment I've got with trying to keep the birds off the fence. Because, you know, when they sit on the fence?
Yeah.
And what do they do when they're sitting on the fence? They're talking to each other and pooing on the fence. Pooing on the support rail that's just below. So we tried to do something to try to scare them away. Couldn't put spikes on. Can you imagine why we would put little spikes, you know, spikes so that when the birds land on,
they'll get hit?
Yeah.
They'll get hurt?
Yeah, it's not very nice on the birds, but also we've got cats in the neighbourhood climbing over the fences.
Oh.
That would be true. So we tried something else and it seems to be kind of working. So so we're going to go for a break, and after, what's the first thing you'd like to talk about after we go, after our break, is there?
The social media ban.
The social media ban. And this is something that starts, I understand, today?
Today.
Today?
Oh.
In Australia. Oh. Yeah. And it's having a little bit of an impact in New Zealand, I think, isn't it? On one of your favourite programmes. So we'll go for our first break and we'll come back with the social media ban. And something I would going to be asking, of course, is teenagers are very innovative and inventive and finding ways around things. So perhaps I'll ask you about how you think people will get around this social media ban.
Okay.
Okay, after this break.
My garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started?
Folded by Killarney.
Killarney. Folded, folded, as in folded, as in folding a piece of paper. No? Okay, is that how it's spelled? Folded?
Yeah.
By Killarney. Very pleasant. Esle, you, as you went into the break, you asked for a conversation starter.
Yes.
And you didn't want me to tell you what it was. A conversation starter. So I've had a bit of a thought. Where is your favourite place in New Zealand to visit and how do we get there?
My favourite place in New Zealand.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know. My favourite place in the whole entire world.
Go on.
Is home, is my house, is our house.
That's nice.
Yeah, and we get there in the car.
Oh, you get there in the car. Any particular reason? Are you able to tell us why that's your favourite place in our home?
Because that's where we sleep, eat and do get ready for stuff.
Yeah, all right. That's really nice, actually, because we've only got a quite a standard home, haven't we? But a very nice garden, and I think we're going to be talking about the garden a bit later on, aren't we?
Yeah.
So that's nice. And you had someone to stay over the weekend.
Yeah.
Amaya came to stay over the weekend, and you got the mattress out and just about fitted into your bedroom, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your favourite place. That's nice. Thank you, Esle. Okay, now moving on. You would like to talk about the social media ban, which of course is...
Was that the conversation starter?
No, that was the conversation starter, yes. Yes. Now, the social media ban, of course, is big news. What have you heard about and what do you think about the social media ban that's happening in Australia from today?
Apparently, it's going to get banned, like TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
For under 16s?
Under 15s.
For 15s and under?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Go on. Not really much thought about it? How do you think people...
Maybe some people might get bored.
Might get bored. Because?
Because, most of the stuff that they do is involves social media.
Ah, yes. So have to think of other stuff to do. Now, you know what's happened this year in high schools, apparently, when people have not been allowed to bring their phones to school?
Yeah.
Do you know what's actually happened in the playgrounds?
What?
People have started having conversations and people have started playing, rather than just sitting there texting the person that's next to them. Because that's what happens, isn't it? People are texting the people next to them. And so that's the kind of thing that's happened in schools. That's in New Zealand. So how do you think people will manage without the social media?
I think they're going to get used to it.
Get used to it? How are they going to communicate?
Email.
Or talk to each other or the phone?
Yeah, okay. Phone number.
Phones. Because, of course, we do have unlimited phones.
And YouTube is also getting banned.
YouTube.
Yeah.
But that's just music.
No, and videos.
Yeah. But do you use YouTube for communicating with people?
No.
No? YouTube's getting banned. I didn't know about YouTube because that's not social media so much, is it?
I think I saw a comment and it said... Oh, 15-year-old can get a job and go to jail but can't watch YouTube.
All right, yes. I don't think YouTube's been bad. Can we find out?
Yes, it has. I saw on the Australian news.
Really? YouTube? Yeah. Strange. Now, something also has happened to Roblox that you've been using.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that and how do we get around that?
Like, if you want to talk or voice chat, you have to, put in your ID, and because you have to be to prove that you're over age. Used to be you would just put in your phone number and that was it.
Yes.
But now you have to put in your ID, do a face scan and stuff. I did a face scan and they said, oh, it looks like you're around 9 to 12 years old.
Okay. Can you imagine, can you understand why Roblox is limiting the chat? The chat stuff?
Because it's not safe.
Right, stuff. I think so.
But also, if you say they are 12, they'll only let you play games with other 12-year-olds.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
So if you get a parent to sign in for you or log in for you...
Yeah, don't make your parent do it or else you're going to be, playing Roblox with a bunch of adults.
Oh, with a bunch of adults. Mind you, that might not be much competition for people like yourself. No, yeah. All right, so that's a restriction and a limit on Roblox chat, which of course lines up with, and that's in New Zealand?
Yeah.
That's in New Zealand.
And Netherlands.
And the Netherlands. Okay, oh, that's right. Interesting. Just New Zealand. But in Australia, of course, there's a total ban on social media for under 16s. We'll just see if they might start talking to each other.
Yeah.
They might need extra phone systems. Yep. Did you want to go for another break?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to and what are we going to do after we come break? Talk about after we come for a break.
Talk about the garden.
The garden. Oh, just one other thing. Any idea how people might get around the social media ban in Australia?
What do you mean?
Yeah, how sort of like people are very innovative. Okay, I'm 15. I want to get on social media. Like, but how am I going to do it?
Go on their mum's phone or their dad's phone. But I saw a TikTok video and they said, oh, they can tell by like certain behaviour.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
But it was from the Australian news.
Actually, by behaviour, that's quite possible, actually, because I've got one of the banks doesn't seem to have a very strong password, and you think it's very slack, but it can actually tell who's typing, tell there's different people typing.
Oh.
Just from the style of typing. Yeah, creepy. Okay, so we're going to go for a break, and then we come back with, The garden. Our garden and the inspection over the weekend. Not inspection, but the review over the weekend. Is that right? After this break.
Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on.
Yeah.
was Cheap Thrills by Sia and Sean Paul.
Sia and Sean Paul. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. You would like to talk about our garden?
You can go first.
All right. Okay. Shall I give a bit of a background?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, Miley, of course, and as they are in a Tongan church congregation, and once a year, the ladies come around and visit everybody on a Saturday, and Saturday, early December, and it's actually quite good because it does give you some kind of incentive to tidy up a little bit and mow the lawn and get some flowers in and stuff. Make sure your veggies are growing. So they just come. They just have a really good, fun day. But you do like to have the place looking a bit tidy, don't we? So, we were preparing for about a couple of weeks.
A few weeks before, mum and dad start to take care of the garden.
Yes.
And they garden every weekend.
Yes.
In the evening,
yep,
planting stuff and putting decorations.
Putting a few decorations up, yes, and making sure things. And something I did do, we didn't quite get round to getting all the really tough weeds out of a particular strip. So I thought, oh, I'll get some of this bark, black bark, covered it up. It's got some white pebbles, great. And of course, as I'm doing it, I thought, no, what I should really do is, if I'm not going to take the weeds out, I should put some weed mat down, then the black bark on top and the night pebbles. But, missed out the weed mat. What do you reckon it looked like?
So what was the mistake?
The mistake was I didn't put the weed mat underneath the black bark.
Oh.
Well, what did it look like? Give us your impression of what it looks like.
I didn't look at the garden.
You know, the black bark with the nice pebbles on?
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice? Okay, right, fine. But the problem is, and this is entirely predictable.
I saw some of the white
pebbles. Yep.
On the garden. Mum put some on.
Yes, that's right. And of course, I didn't put the weed mat. Look, if I'd taken an extra half hour or so, I should have done it, but too much of a rush. And this was on Saturday, like the Saturday just gone. Already, the weeds are poking up through the black bark. So I guess that's something for me to do over the holidays. Take all that bark off, put some weed mat down, and that's it. And what else in the garden, Esley?
Bird tape.
The bird. Oh, yes, the bird tape. Oh, the birds. Look, birds are wonderful things. Beautiful thing in the morning, song in the morning. We've actually got a tui still around. The tui's been spending some time in our Fujoa tree. But
so has Poppy.
So has Poppy, yes. We're getting on. Yeah, Poppy climbs into our bedroom window through the peachoa tree. And also,
and if you've seen now, I was going to say if you've seen our house, but.
Yeah, because we're on halfway up, isn't it?
It's a very high house.
Yes, yeah. It's like a second story, isn't it? Our bedroom's on a set because we're on a lean, on a hill. We're on the hill. So the back is at the level of the hill, yeah. The front is quite high up. So it's up. And of course, she gets out of that window and as well into the feature tree. But where were we? Oh, the birds. So the birds are sitting on the fence and they poo on the fence and it comes down the side of the fence. And also, of course, there's that support ridge sits there and it looks disgusting. So I got some tape, reflective tape, and nailed it down onto each plank on the porch.
So how does it stop the birds?
Well, the idea is the birds see all this glittering reflection and it kind of puts them off. It seems to be kind of working. It's not 100%, but there's certainly a not so messy on the fence. So we'll just see how it goes all the way through. But of course, the other innovation is the CDs over the boysenberries.
Oh, what is that for?
That's to keep the birds off too.
So that they don't poo on the right?
No,
the
so they don't eat the boysenberries.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking on Temu for a bird scarer for the boysenberries because we have this boysenberry. And last year, the last couple of years, just nothing. Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. And even at the beginning of this year, I was thinking, should I take it out? But this year has been a fantastic
growth,
fantastic growth, hasn't it? Everything's grown so well. And we've already had more boysenberries than I normally get in a year. And they're normally ready around about Christmas or just after. And then within 2 or 3 days, the birds have got them all. So I looked on Temu and there was these bird scarers. Most of them are sort of waving reflector strips, much like I put on top of the fence, and they wave around. But then I got this one, CDs. Hello, 3Ds. There was 3 CDs with a bit of string on your room. Hang on a minute. I've got lots of old CDs I never used or will never use. So we've got CDs hanging around the boysenberries. That seems to be working.
And what did you do with the nativity scene for that you got from Timmy?
Oh, that was quite small. We put that underneath, you know, that archway with where Mum's got that beautiful white tree and over the arch in the corner.
Oh, yes.
And in the corner, in the arch, there is a little pedestal with a pot, quite a big pot plant, and Mum's put it inside there.
Oh.
It's very small, isn't it? It's very small, black, but it's very, I guess, humble, because that's what the original nativity scene was, wasn't it? Very, very humble. Yeah, it's not flash at all. Okay, so that was our garden. And so a little bit of tidying up afterwards to do, like getting that black bark off and putting the weed mat on and then putting the black mark back. Right.
The youth funders?
Oh, youth funding. Yes, thank you very much to lotteries. Miley and Tora, that's Esley's mum and... My wife, your mum, yes. We have, and Tora, her best friend, have got this health and wellness group. They've been doing it for the last 6 years. It's a charitable trust. And Lottery has granted about half the cost of running it. There's about 20 families involved. And, so Lottery's granted it. And one of the activities is the weekly youth group.
Yeah, on Thursday nights.
On Thursday nights, yes. And we have that in the gym over at uni. And, so Nina runs that. Nina does very, very well. She's doing her PhD in health and exercise, health and stuff. Isn't
diabetes.
She? On diabetes, yeah. But she's very well reversed in running things for youth. So thank you very much to Lottery. Lottery is, so some of the funds will go towards that. A youth activity, and others, of course, will go towards camp and the other activities. So thank you, Lotteries, for the next 3 years, an annual grant. Wonderful.
Is that the $16,000 one?
Yeah, $16,300 a year for the next 3 years, which is about half the cost of running Mo'olelei. And Mo'olelei, of course, has the Zumba Mondays, Tai Chi on Tuesday. Tuesdays.
Thursday is exercise.
Exercise.
Saturday. Yes. Mornings is boot camp or breakfast.
A breakfast, yeah. And once a month is the breakfast, and there's 2 camps every year.
And where is the next one?
The next one is in Awhatu, over Awhatu Peninsula, and that's in the middle of January.
For how long?
It's for 3 days. It goes from Friday to Monday, and that will be about 4 or 5 days after you come back from Tonga.
Is that before school?
Yes, it's 2 weeks.
And
And
then there's another camp in July.
In the mid-July, yes, but I haven't even thought about that one yet and where that will be. But, yeah, so you're off to Tonga for two and a half weeks. That's just about our program. I said, was there something else you'd like to quickly catch up on before we finish?
Christmas lights in town.
The Christmas lights in town. Go on, tell us about the Christmas lights in town.
We went to go see the Christmas tree in town turn the lights on.
Yes.
When was this?
About two Saturdays ago.
There was like a countdown, kind of like New Year's.
Yes.
But you would count down and then the Christmas tree turned on.
Yes.
And like all the moving lights on the Christmas tree turned on.
Quite amazing, that isn't it?
And there's lots of people there.
There was a lot.
In Garden Place.
In Garden Place. A very beautiful, peaceful, very beautiful night. Very peaceful night, happy, cheerful, and it really starts the Christmas season. Yeah, that's just about our show. Catch you all next week, this time, same time next week. And, of course, how else can people listen
on
to us?
On any social media platform except for Spotify.
So we have this. This is a podcast, anywhere you like except, yes, Spotify. They wouldn't let us because of the music we play.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Have a fun week.
Bye.
Bye. I just wanna have some fun, jump in the deep and enjoy the sun. I just wanna get up and go, 'cause my heart says yes, 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 but my daddy says no. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.